old dresser about 15 or 20 years ago. I don't even remember
why
or who, but I let someone have it.
Now I bet you wish you still had it.
Oh yeah, had the curved front, you know, out here real pretty, you know, curved front and curved doors, real good piece of furniture. And I cut up her old organ and made some more furniture out of it.
Oh, you did?
What a tragedy.
You cut up her organ?
She wanted me to make her some. She called it a sideboard, you know, and I kept the mirror and really fixed her up some fancy furniture, and then she let someone have that in later years.
Really?
But this was a good organ, perfectly good organ. Would be worth $3,000 today.
How'd you learn to do furniture so well?
Well, you're born with it, sort of.
It's talent.
That's
like
right. It's a talent like a singer or,
yeah.
You know, if someone has a good voice and likes to sing, they know it and they sing.
Uh-huh.
Like I always tried to and couldn't. I done very well until later years, and you notice I have a crack now, I sort of have some asthmatic problems and can't sing anymore. But as far as the woodworking, my dad done all of his woodworking on the building a barn or whatever we needed to do, and even to the blacksmithing. And as I went along, I like to work with wood, and I can build anything I take a notion to build. No problem.
And you just picked it up along.
Pick it up.
Well, now, another piece of furniture that they used to have that would be like to hang your clothes in, a big piece of furniture.
Wardrobe.
Yeah, wardrobe.
Wardrobe, yeah.
You remember seeing those?
Yeah, big. There's a few here in this town there. Oh, some of them tall as that door. Great big old dark piece of furniture. You know, every one of them dark.
They're all dark.
Yeah. And two doors.
Well, now, what was the reason that they used those?
People hadn't got around to the point where they knew the value of built-in closets.
I see.
I never lived in a house with my parents that had a built-in clothes closet. We got a little bit modern along about 1920, and my mama had a place built for her quilts.
She did.
Her quilts in with
something
doors.
Built-in.
Mm-hmm.
Doors.
Shelves.
But
for us, they just always cut a corner off with a rod and put hangers in there, and that's where you hung your clothes. You just didn't have the variety of clothes you have now. You'd have the man that'd have a suit he'd wear to church, and possibly two suits, but never more than two.
Mm-hmm.
And the women didn't have all that many dresses. They just didn't think they need them, and so you didn't need as much room. But after I married, and I don't know why, I never did like to hang my clothes and have to get under a cloth, you know, a curtain to get them. And I just thought, well, that's the wrong way. So I, over on the street, west of here, where I lived for a long period of time, back where I grew my family up, I built three closets in that house. And that's in about 1934. And people began to put clothes. Now, possibly in cities like Jonesboro, maybe they started sooner. But I know of old houses up there now. People that live in those old houses, and they tell me that they had to build the closets. Wasn't there one in it? 12, 14 room houses, not a closet in them until they, later years they had them. Yeah, no closet. They'd keep their clothes in trunks and chests, and only get the ones out that they wore. Of course, you may have seen this happen, but during the spring, they'd get out all their clothes and hang them out and air them. And then they'd put them away in mothballs during the winter, and the summer clothes the same way.